The scrolls are unfolding, the pages of the apocalypse are turning. All who are seeking the truth and the light must now read the revelations of St. John, the Apocalypse. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Apocalypse, chapter 5, verses 1 through 14, quote, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sitteth on the throne a book written within and without, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man was able, neither in heaven nor on earth, nor under the earth, to open the book, nor to look on it. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book, nor to see it. And one of the ancients said to me, Weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I saw, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the ancients, a lamb standing, as it were slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sit on the throne. And when he had opened the book, the four living creatures and the 24 ancients fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and gold vials filled with odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new canticle, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, because thou wast slain and hath redeemed us to God in thy blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us to our God a kingdom and priest, and we shall reign on earth. And behold, and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and ancients, and the number of them was thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, The Lamb that was slain is worthy to receive the power and divinity and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and benediction. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and as such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard all saying, To him that sitteth on the throne and to the Lamb, benediction and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 ancients fell down on their faces and adored him that liveth forever and ever. Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings of prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 5, 1975. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is moving over. He doesn't walk, but he's floating over just above the tree on our right side. And he's pointing over to the right, and oh, Michael is coming down now. Oh, and Michael, and there are many angels behind him. Now, I noticed that Michael is carrying a very large book, and now Michael is saying, "A tome, my child, a tome." Now, Michael is running his fingers through the pages, and they're just blowing like the wind is catching them. And now they're stopping, and he's pointing with his finger to a page, and he's saying, "The apocalyptic age, my child, make known the writings of St. John. Man must read the writings of John, and he will understand the trials that are before him. The apocalyptic pages are known also as the revelations." It was said in the days of old through your prophets from your God that much will be made known to you in the end days. This I say to you, the pages shall be revealed now to you. Now Michael is taking his hand and closing the book, and he's pointing over now to the right side, and Jesus now isn't standing there. Oh, Jesus is now over behind Michael. And oh my goodness, there, oh, Jesus is now placing his left hand up, and Our Lady is standing there. Oh! Now Jesus is smiling. "My child, did you feel abandoned without my mother at your side? Do you not know the power of heaven? My mother was shackled by man's arrogance to her sacred grounds, her shrine, my child. But nothing is impossible with the Eternal Father. She will come to you, as you are not outcast in her heart. She will come to you, my children, wherever you are sent on your pilgrimage to gather souls. You are temporarily outside her sacred grounds in Bayside. But my child, in due time, you will all return. Your bishop will be given the sign as promised. You must now pray, do much penance, and work with great haste to gather our straying sheep. Have pity and pray for it. Your shepherds who have fallen into the darkness. Even your prayers are necessary, my children, to recover them. Do not be lost in the fallacy that because they are shepherds, they cannot fall to the errors of the flesh. The attacks of Satan are great upon them. So few pray for our clergy. Your Holy Father is undergoing much trial, my child. You must now gather your prayers for him."
We'll pause here for a moment. In the message you just heard, Our Lady said that the bishop would be given a sign. The bishop to receive this sign would be the Bishop of Brooklyn, New York. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Heaven warns us that the newer publications and versions of the Holy Bible have been changed. On June 9, 1979, our Lord said, quote, "You will understand also that changes must not be made in your Bible. They will distort, confuse, confound, and destroy. There must be no changes made now in the Book of Life and Love." On March 24, 1974, St. Paul appeared to Veronica and said, quote, "You will read the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. However, you will not place your souls in jeopardy by reading printings after the year of Earth, 1964, unquote. Some of the words omitted in the newer versions of the Bible are soul, hell, charity, and host. We have available a Bible that has not been changed, the Douay-Rheims version of the Holy Bible, published in 1899. It is 5.5 by 8.5 inches and has a black padded leather cover embossed with gold stamping. This beautiful Bible costs $37 and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We are very happy and excited to tell you that the response to our letter asking for holy hours has been fantastic. In the next year, pious souls have pledged to pray 4,680 holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you are not one of these people, will you promise for 1 year to pray 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or even daily, holy hours daily before the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament? Our Lord has an ocean of graces and blessings waiting for you. Write us and let us know how many hours you pledge each week for a year, and we will add it into the total next week. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. I ask that you will pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apostolate ever to occur in the history of the world. At your holy hours, I ask you to pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio program. If you are not Catholic, you too can make a holy hour before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. It is a wonderful experience. On October 2, 1989, our Lord said, quote, "My child and my children, we have looked upon the world now and find that we are fast approaching the latter days. This will be a time of toil for all. Those who work with me shall be called now disciples of the latter days. Already, my children, we have gathered for some time. You all know who I am speaking to this time. I say to you, all those who have been picked from among our vineyard of souls upon earth to come forward as disciples in these latter days, to defend the faith, to remain faithful and true under siege, shall gain heaven and immortal life. You will find life everlasting with the Father." Unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies, this time a prophecies given on September 7th, 1977. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is holding her rosary in her hand. She doesn't have it about her waist. She's extending the rosary in front of her, and now she's taking the crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Hail Mary.
Our Lady now is touching her lips with her first finger, which means to listen. My child, I know of the great distress that your mission has brought to you. As you proceed further upon your work, my child, you will understand much that was given to you in the past. There will be a need for great secrecy at times, my child, for if you reveal all to the wrong spirits in humans, you will find that it will bring much hardship and suffering to you. Much of the work shall be given in photographs, my child, for your protection and the protection of the mission. I have cried, my heart has been torn in having to witness now what I have earnestly and heartfeltly tried to avoid to come upon mankind. It is only because the Eternal Father feels at this time that a form of warning must be given to mankind in order to save more souls. The angel of death, Exterminatus, has been sent among you. I have counseled you in the past to protect your children and your households against the invasion into your home of the angel of death. Now, my children, much will be clear to you, though much of my counsel in the past was misunderstood. You will read all past messages, my children, and learn by them. My armies, the blue armies from heaven, are gathering throughout the world. My children, have great perseverance and courage in the knowledge that the victory, the ultimate victory, will be with my son and the armies from heaven. You are all now undergoing a great test. The evil one, the one of dark secrets, the butcher, the murderer, the liar is now upon your earth. He has entered as Satan. He has entered into the body of a man with a human shell, but is just a casing for the spirit of darkness. I warned you in the past, and I warned you again, that unless you remain in the light, any man, woman, or child of conscionable age will be liable for the infiltration of Satan, the master of deceit, and his agents. Many minds have been poisoned by Satan. What was to happen in the future shall be now. You are passing through the days of the apocalypse. Pastors, when are you going to open your hearts and your eyes and recognize what is taking place? The days are fast approaching to the end of your era. My children, I have asked you in the past to read the revelations of John. You must read them, and you will recognize the signs of your times. Satan was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And Satan has been allowed upon your earth to separate the sheep from the goats. My children, he is the master of deceit. I must tell you as your mother that unless you remain in the state of grace, you cannot recognize him. He is a man of a thousand faces. He has great power. He can throw his voice, my children, into animals and even into the air. Unless you give your children a firm foundation and knowledge of their faith, they will fall to his suppleries, my children. You will pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes and in your world, and pray for those who are falling fast into hell, victims of the cruelty of Satan, victims of the deceit of the prince of darkness. He is a murderer from the beginning, and he is a murderer now. He has many disciples now in human form. I have begged you in the past to recognize the faces of evil about you. You must constantly, when you are out in the world, say the exorcism given to you by the good Pope. The exorcism to the greatest defense you have against the evil man blocking your earth. You will say, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on September 7th, 1977. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Pennsylvania. Dear Arthur and Our Lady's Workers, the $50 donation I am sending you to help spread Our Blessed Mother's messages. It is in thanksgiving also that my husband doesn't have colon cancer. He had a growth removed from his colon. When they tested it, there was a small amount of cancer, but it hadn't spread into his colon. Before the operation, I started giving him rose petals from Our Lady of the Roses shrine to eat. We said many Hail Marys and prayed for the recovery. When he went into the operating room, he used the rose petal, the brown scapula, and the crucifix. The operation was a success, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. Now I have another party here from Arizona. To Our Lady's Workers, I am writing to you expressing my deep praises to Our Lord and Our Lady for many graces, especially the grace of pancreatic healing. On September 16, 1996, I was quite dehydrated. The doctors found an acute pancreatitis, reason unknown. All the tests, thanks to Our Lord and Our Lady, came out negative. No hepatitis, no cirrhosis, no cancer. Praise be to God. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, and thanks to our dear Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Roses, for your healing through the rose petal and the medal and the medicine. Now I have another one here, and this party is from Nevada. To Our Lady's Workers, I am writing to you at this time in order to acknowledge, in writing, the favor of Our Lady of the Roses has gained me. My doctor informed me a lump in my right breast. He said, first we will take some pills. After 1 week, I went back, and the lump was still there. So I asked Our Lady of the Roses to help me, and I placed a rose petal on my breast day and night. When I went back again, the doctor said the lump was smaller. The doctor had me come back again. This time today, the lump is gone. Our Lady was with me all the time. I have such faith in her. I am cured so great. I am so grateful, and I thank Our Lady of the Roses. Now I have another party here from the state of Washington. To Our Lady's workers, to whom it may concern, I just seen a program on television about Armageddon called God's Countdown to Armageddon. Before the show, they said how this program may be the most enlightening experience of your life, and it was very enlightening. I am a Catholic, although I haven't been to church in years, but after this show, I call the local parish priest. I am returning to church, and my husband and I are going to go for instruction classes so we may learn more about our Catholic tradition. We intend to have our marriage blessed in the church. I would like to thank those who put on this wonderful show. To Our Lady of another that sign. Now the next one here is from a priest, and this priest is from Mexico. To Our Lady of the Roses. Dear appreciated friend, our Lord and our Blessed Virgin, keep us well always. I have great joy in saying that with the help of the Blessed Virgin and people like yourself, the rosary is being said by more and more patrons in my parish. The roses and the rosaries that you send are a great inspiration to the people of the parish because a greater love for the rosary is felt among them. Once again, I must ask for your help. I run 10 parishes out here, and in each one, word is being preached to get more people to practice the rosary. We all know that through it will be found the road to Christ. God will it that through you, the world will become aware of the greatest need to love our Blessed Mother. God and the Blessed Mother of God guide and protect and bless you all. And that is signed by the priest from Mexico. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you.